the blessed month of Ramadan.
In the name of God, the All Merciful, the All Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the 27th program in our series, Blessed Month of Ramadan. A faithful Muslim is humble and modest before God, and is kind towards his brethren, whilst he will staunchly stand up against the unjust. This marks the phases of growth of the Islamic Ummah. This elevation is to an extent that it even astounds individuals who have set the stage for this growth and development. Thus, whenever an arrogant enemy observes an individual who's had an Islamic upbringing, he is angered. On the 27th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we speak of the beautiful experience of reliance upon God. A friend said whenever he faces hardship and woes, he recites part of the 36th ayah of Surah Zumar in the Holy Quran, which reads, "Does not Allah suffice to defend His servant?" He said that recitation of this ayah provides peace of mind, leading him to leave everything to God and to seek His assistance. Whenever an individual faces a difficulty and feels that he cannot solve a problem on his own, he chooses a capable person as his representative and attorney. The further the knowledge, power and trustworthiness and honesty of this attorney, the more important in this representation and the possibility of your victory. Now, if someone chooses God as his supporter and protector, he should know that divine assistance is sufficient, because when God bestows blessings upon mankind, nothing can obstruct these blessings. The faithful, through reliance upon God, establish the firm and unbreakable bond with the omnipotent Creator, therefore attaining a special ability. Seeking refuge in God does not mean sitting idly by without making effort to achieve one's goal. Also, trusting God and reliance upon Him doesn't mean that one should only pray to God and neglect his everyday affairs. A person who truly believes in God makes better use of his abilities and the means he has for attainment of his goals, since his entire life is a gift of God. At the same time, such a person has firm belief in divine assistance in achieving his goals. When relying on God, he or she never feels fragile in hardships, since it is reliance upon God that fills the heart with hope, removes despondency, and motivates the believer to move forward. It is said, reliance upon God by the believers is akin to the relationship between the child and its mother. A child doesn't know anyone other than the mother and only trusts her. If the child faces a problem, the first thought that crosses its mind is to seek the mother's help. The highest level of reliance upon God is when begin to realize that God is the only organizer of his affairs. Now let us read Ayah 29 of Surah Al-Fath. Muhammad, the Apostle of Allah, and those who are with him are hard against the faithless and merciful amongst themselves. You see them bowing and prostrating in worship, seeking Allah's grace and His pleasure. Their mark is visible on their faces from the effect of prostration. Such is their description in the Torah and their description in the Evangel. Like a tillage that sends out its shoots and builds them up, and they grow stout and settle on their stalks, impressing the sowers so that he may enrage the faithless by them. Allah has promised those of them who have faith and do righteous deeds forgiveness and a great reward. This ayah points out to the mission of the Prophet of Islam and describes the traits of the faithful who are hard against the faithless and merciful amongst themselves. According to this ayah, the faithful continuously observe prayers and you see them bowing and prostrating in worship while seeking Allah's grace and pleasure. This ayah also says that the faithful's mark is visible on their faces from the effect of prostration, which is a sign of their modesty before God. The other interesting point in this ayah is the resemblance of the faithful to a plant that is blessed, growing in numbers, thereby impressing the sowers, whilst enraging the faithless. This ayah also vows the divine forgiveness and rewards for those who have faith and do righteous deeds. This means that those who have faith but have not carried out righteous deeds are not forgiven and rewarded by God. We are now in the final days of the blessed month of Ramadan. At the end of this month, our previous dietary regimen is restored and our meals in iftar and sahari are turned into the three usual meals of breakfast, lunch and dinner. Given that after the blessed month of Ramadan, our food intake suddenly surges, we should be cautious not to gain weight. There are a number of important points with regards to our dietary regimen which should be learned and complied with. Obesity is defined as excessive accumulation of energy in the form of fat in the human body. This problem occurs due to imbalance in received and consumed energy. Obesity could lead to hypertension, a rise in our blood cholesterol level, even to diabetes, cardiovascular ailments, and various types of cancer. In order to prevent obesity after the blessed month of Ramadan, a number of points should be taken into consideration in these holy days. If you overeat in the last week of the blessed month of Ramadan or further consume nuts in this week, your appetite increases, which could cause weight gain. So you're better off continuing your dietary regimen in the blessed month of Ramadan. In the blessed month of Ramadan, you have mainly consumed healthy food and your stomach has gotten used to nutritious foodstuffs. So try to continue your dietary regimen of the blessed month of Ramadan at least 1 or 2 weeks after this sacred month. After the end of Ramadan, some start eating fast foods, absorbing an excessive amount of fat, thereby gradually gaining weight. Note that in the second half of the blessed month of Ramadan, you should not eat excessively in iftar. Dr. Razin Mahrouf, a postgraduate at Oxford University, believes eating excessively during iftar or breaking fast is detrimental for one's body. He calls on those who fast to seize the opportunity which is raised in the blessed month of Ramadan for balancing one's weight. He says that the main message of the blessed month of Ramadan is maintenance of self-restraint and purification of one's soul, which should also be taken into consideration at the end of the day and during iftar or breaking fast. Overeating after the blessed month of Ramadan could cause a surge in blood cholesterol level, lead to indigestion and harm the body's digestive system. It is better to continue the appropriate dietary regimen which you adopted in the blessed month of Ramadan at least for 1 more week after this sacred month. It is more appropriate to eat lightly low-fat meals such as chicken and fish, boiled food and cooked vegetables in the first days after the blessed month of Ramadan, so your digestive system gradually gets used to new conditions.